And that is when David worshiped the Lord, he says. They were born out of true worship. You know, it is not, it is worship in a sense, but the worship has a price. It is a different thing when we can have the freedom and the leisure and the free time to gather together and say, let's worship the Lord. But do you know it's a different thing if when you and I are told, if you ever gather together, you may be imprisoned, you may lose your life, you may be snatched away from your family, if you gather to worship Jesus, and yet we choose together. Do you know it's different? Because in the first case, there was no price to pay. In the second case, you endanger your own life. You endanger your family. You endanger your job and your future prospects to worship God. They are doing that in some places in the Middle East, in some places in China, once upon a time in Russia. And I'm sure there are places in the world today where if you gather to worship Jesus, you may be in danger for your life. What kind of worship will we have? Wonderful worship. And I can tell you, even if we don't have any music, and all we do is, hey, do you all know the words of this hymn? This hymn? Okay, let's write down. Okay, let's now sing together. It will be the most beautiful worship than the worship we could bring together with a 100-piece orchestra in a free country. Because for them, it is life and death in worship. For us, it is, do we have time to worship? Am I free today? The price is different. For them, it was that price. King David says, I will not bring worship to God with something that costs me nothing. He told the owner of the piece of land when the plague was stopped. He says, the owner says, you can have it. You can have, I give it to you free, David. And David says, I will not worship God with something that costs me nothing. What does it cost to say, I love you, Lord? What does it cost to say, I worship you? However, even though we live in a free country, you will find your challenges slightly different. Your challenges may be busyness, leisure versus time with God, or the pressures of life versus choosing still to love God and to worship God. But I can guarantee you, in whatever way that you measure the cost, in whatever way you felt the difficulty to say, I love you, Lord, and to worship God, and to give Him some time, according to that measure, is the depth of your worship. And according to that measure, God will bless you back. Paul says, there are no other church as blessed as a Philippian church. He said, God gave them grace upon grace upon grace. Because even when they were suffering, they continue doing God's work. Even when they have need, they continue expanding their resources and sending forth. Even though they have pressures, they say, we worship you, God. And that's the kind of church that God wants to bring in the last days. Because the days will come, it may be 20 years' time, it may be 30 years' time. The days will come when the spirit of Antichrist is about to be manifest, he will not manifest until after God has finished his work. But the spirit of Antichrist will be manifested, where you and I may have to choose between life and death and worshipping God. Between the things of this life and saying, I love you, Lord. We have to start learning to choose it now. Because we are being trained in our debt for love. And that's why I challenge modern Christians today. What shall we do in a free country without much persecution? Without much difficulty? Now, I agree there is some measure of persecution against Christians here and there, but nothing compared to the physical persecutions of life and death. What shall we do? I would say things like press against everything that stands against you in the natural. Things like spending more time with God. It is a challenge. But I would rather that you be challenged to spend more time with God than one day it comes when you be challenged between choosing death or choosing God. Because now you start choosing that, you will have the grace of God to stand in that place. And the challenge, sometimes when I press on to spend more time with God, when I press on to pray, or pray a whole night through, and then sometimes you're tired out. I remember when we always come in the morning and we pray and spend time in the morning and pray. Sometimes you had a very long night, you work hard, you got a few hours sleep, you get up in the morning and you're so tired you need an alarm. Most of the time I don't need an alarm, but sometimes you're so tired you need an alarm. Alarm wakes you up and you just want another few hours sleep. But you crawl out of your bed and you say, no, I'm going to do this. And I don't know how many times I crawl out of my bed and I say, God, I'm doing this because I love you. That's the only reason I want to do it, because I love you. And I would want to find how to overcome some natural difficulty. Or sometimes when you pray all night and people are asking, why spend all night in prayer? Well, I can give one reason. Because you love him. See, why spend all night in prayer? Jesus paid all the price for us. Oh yes, he did everything for us. But do it because you love him. If you love someone, what will you do to be with the person? Everything, right? If you love someone, and how much do you love someone? If you love someone so much, you'd be willing to give the person everything you love. Correct? So how much do we love him? How much do we love him? And let's be honest, right? Here's the other part of the preacher in me coming up. Let's be honest. We all don't love Jesus enough. We don't love Jesus enough. Yes, we love him. I'm not saying we don't love him, but we don't love him. But we still don't love him enough. We still don't love him enough. We love a lot of other things before him. We need to love him more. Don't wait until someone shows up with a gun. Don't wait until the government changes and becomes antichrist and forbids Christian worship. Oh. Sorry. Don't wait until something distract you. Thank you very much. What illustration. Perfect timing. But right now, we should show our love for Jesus in whatever way you can. Let's close our eyes in prayer and seek God right now. And here are the words that the Holy Spirit keep ringing in my heart and in mind for us. Some of us could feel the tug of the Holy Spirit to sacrifice some things for him. We do not worship a God of convenience. We worship a God that demands our all and who is worthy of our all. Perhaps in our life, the first thing, we have our Isaacs in our life. Perhaps there are Isaacs in our life. Things that once upon a time came from God. They are blessings from God. They are good things, not bad things. But the Isaacs in our life could be answered prayers in our life. God answered your prayers in the past. He blessed you. He gave you things. He gave you position. He healed you. He grant you all kinds of grace. But it's so easy for those things to take the place of God Himself. And God wants us to re-examine our Isaacs and say, are they taking more time from God than towards God? Then we need to reorganize our life. Secondly, have we heard the call of the Spirit in our life? Perhaps a call to pray. Perhaps a call to worship. Perhaps a call to set aside a fixed time in your life per week, per day, per month to seek God. But we have still not obeyed. And the Spirit keep calling. Maybe for months, maybe for years. And we still never obey. And thirdly, in the end, it is only the love of God in our life that can drive us. Paul says, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. He says the love of God constrain him. Maybe we are not in love with God enough. That's point three. We're not in love with God. We love Him, but we're not deeply in love with Him. Deeply in love with Him enough to see Him everywhere we go. To seek Him everywhere we go. To pay the price for what He wants us to pay. And we only pray that this deep love would come into our life. Father, search our hearts and search our lives, even right now. We thank you for this story of the founding of the Philippian church. What a mighty church, founded through vision, founded through suffering, founded through worship. And Father, we know that the greatest and the most precious things in our life are things that cost us. And we ask, so Father, for your Holy Spirit to even now move in our hearts and in our lives. And perhaps there are some of us here who say, Lord, we need more love for you. We don't want our own love because our own love is insufficient. We need your love in us to move us. And indeed, Lord, we love you, but we don't love you enough. And we ask, O God, that you stir our hearts so that you mean everything in our lives, O Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all arise together and let's sing that song, All to Jesus, I Surrender. And I believe that it's appropriate for us to give a call even at this time. And in your heart,